One of the defining voices of 70s soul music has died. The signature sound of Isaac Hayes laid the groundwork for the lush orchestrations of disco and the hip vocals of rap. NPR's Audie Cornish has this appreciation.
Theme from Shaft is the definitive Isaac Hayes tune. And it's not just because the 1971 movie theme song won him a Grammy, or the fact that it made him the first African-American to win an Oscar for songwriting. No, Shaft has every hallmark of a Hayes classic, from that hi-hat and wah-wah guitar to the sweeping orchestral arrangements. And, of course, there's Hayes' sexy, smooth baritone.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
Hayes broke down his formula in this 2000 Morning Edition report.
Just, you know, you can't put bread in a cold oven. You know, you got to take your time, got to heat it up. So that's what I like to do with my music. I like to build it and build it into a maddening, exciting crescendo.
Isaac Hayes rode that crescendo through the 1970s in a series of hits for the Memphis label Stax. Hayes taught himself to play the piano, and after cutting his teeth on the Beale Street club scene, he worked his way into a gig as a house musician at Stax. Hayes soon went from house musician to house writer. For example, Stax stars Sam and Dave recorded Soul Man, but Hayes co-wrote the song. In a 1994 interview with WHYY's Fresh Air, Hayes said the idea came to him from watching news reports of the 1967 Detroit riots.
And all you had to do was write about your own personal experiences because, you know, all African Americans in this country, during those times especially, had similar experiences. So we did that, but realized that in addition to being an African-American experience, it was a human experience. So therefore, it crossed the board, and then the groove and all everything else that went with it.
In 1969, Hayes' first solo album, Hot Buttered Soul, put him on the map. In 1972, the theme from Shaft and Hayes' gold-studded Oscar stage performance made him a star. Hayes said winning an Oscar was probably the most important moment of his career. In the decades that followed, Hayes put out more albums and took up acting. In the 1990s, Hayes' hot-buttered voice was reintroduced to a new generation as the character Chef in the raunchy animated TV show South Park.
For once, can't you just come in here and say, "Hi, Chef, nice day, isn't it?"
"Hi, Chef, nice day, isn't it?"
"It sure
is." But in 2006, Hayes had a falling out with the cartoonist after they penned an episode mocking his religion, Scientology. Hayes quit the show, but he kept on moving. He wrote a memoir, put out a soul food cookbook, and occasionally hit the stage at his music food passion barbecue restaurants in Chicago and Memphis. In 2005, Hayes told NPR's News and Notes that was just his way.
Because I always hurdles, so I just keep moving, just constantly redefining myself. That's how you stay in the race.
Isaac Hayes described himself as an adventurer, a hopeless romantic, and first and foremost, a songwriter. He was also a father of 12 and a husband four times over. Hayes died in his home in Memphis. He was 65. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Nashville.
I never can say goodbye.
No, 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 no,
I never can say goodbye. Even though the pain and heights seem to follow me wherever I go, though I try and try to hide my feelings, they always seem to show. And then you try to say you're leaving me, and I always have to say no. Tell me why.